Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk and American Voice Radio. Glad you're with us. We are going to be talking about some really great solutions for a really bad economy and what that means for your health. We're also going to talk about the ginseng topic I promised last week we didn't get to. And also we're going to be talking about one of my favorite herbs, horsetail, and why you probably want to tap into that. So if we have more time, I don't know if we do, once we get to all that, we may even touch on some power foods for you that are really going to make you, do jumping jacks and somersaults and all that good stuff. We have a quack report, but before we get to all of that, a big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for them, praying for America. You know how it is. We're praying all the time. God gets all the good credit all the time, every day. That's how it goes. But we really need to seek the Lord's face, help the masses, guide them as to selecting that righteous leader so America is one nation under God once again. Let's not do the mistake again, please. And so we're asking God to guide the masses that vote and also protect the voting process. Because, you know, it's not who casts the vote, but who counts them that matters. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Daffy. Okay, well, GlaxoSmithKline, they're up to their deals again, I should say. They got slapped with a measly $90,000 fine by the Argentine court. You're probably asking, well, what do they do now? Well, the Argentine court fined the drug monster GlaxoSmithKline $90,000 for conducting illegal vaccine trials on their third world babies during 2007-2008. 14 of those children died. That's right. Now, according to the National Administration of Medicine, Food, and Technology over there, GlaxoSmithKline is in violation of their laws when they rounded up babies all around Argentina to participate in vaccine experiments that are illegal here in the United States and in Europe. So GlaxoSmithKline recruited doctors to help lure unsuspecting victims to convince them, to convince the parents of the young children to sign consent forms that were 28 pages long to bind them to those agreements to comply and to force them to finish the entire experiment. These doctors took advantage of these illiterate parents, pressured them, and when they wanted to remove their children from the trial, they were threatened. Oh, yeah, according to Anna Marquise, a pediatrician, she said laboratories can't experiment in Europe or in the United States, so they come to do it in third world countries. And these kinds of practices, she says, are not illegal here and occur without any type of state control, and they don't comply with minimum ethical requirements. So the babies that were involved in the trial, they tested some pneumococcal bacteria vaccine. It's for pneumonia, a new pneumonia bacterium, and the children had very severe side effects, and some of them died. So GlaxoSmithKline denies any wrongdoing. Of course they do. And they deny any connection between the vaccine and the children's deaths. And what's more is they're appealing the $90,000 fine. Yeah, it's a blood-boiling moment, isn't it? Okay, we're moving along. More vaccines in the news, I'm sorry to say. SaneVax has sent a letter to all the educators worldwide regarding the HPV, the papilloma vaccines. Apparently, SaneVax sees a problem on the horizon, and they sent warning letters, basically. Now, I'm going to give you the highlights. I'm not going to read the entire letter that Norma Erickson, the president of SaneVax, Inc., sent out to educators. Not in its entirety, but here are the highlights. Basically, since the adverse events to HPV vaccines, Gardasil, Cervarix, and Silgard are not widely published, we would like to provide you with a list of potential health problems your students may experience after administration of the HPV vaccines. Manufacturers say that these events, adverse events, are rare. In one clinical trial, 73.3% of the trial participants experienced new medical conditions after vaccination. Many of them were quite serious. Any new medical condition experienced after vaccination should be considered a potential adverse effect until proven otherwise. And the most common side effects of the HPV vaccines were pain, swelling, itching, bruising, and redness at the injection site, headache, fever, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, and fainting. Now, the following side effects are less common but more dangerous. Difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, or wheezing with bronchospasms, hives and rashes, swollen glands in the neck, armpits, and groin area, joint, leg, and chest pain, unusual tiredness and weakness, brain fog and confusion, chills, general feeling of unwellness, aching muscles and muscle weakness, difficulty keeping food down, vomiting and stomach aches, seizures, shortness of breath, chest pain, bad stomach pain, skin infection, bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. So, let's see, Sandbox goes on to say that this list is by no means comprehensive, and it is taken directly from the HPV patient product information insert. Girls from around the world have experienced many more severe adverse effects from the HPV vaccine. Should a student experience any of these common side effects or symptoms, even months or after the vaccination, please alert their parent to the possibility that the student may be exhibiting a vaccine reaction and should consult a physician for proper medical care. So that's what they're sending out to your schools, folks. You just don't know. No, now you do. Now you do. Okay, what's next? Scientists admit that nonstick cookware and fluorine compounds cause vaccines to fail. Oh, hallelujah. Did I say that out loud? Pre-fluorinated compounds, the PFCs, kind of everywhere, basically. According to a new study that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, these PFCs that are in your nonstick cookware, some of your clothing, furniture, and even food packaging appear, they say, to be responsible for causing vaccines to fail, as well as reducing antibody concentration levels for warding off disease. Oh, yeah, if they're not working, blame it on something else. The study is from a Harvard School of Public Health group. I don't know if I believe it, though. What else we got in the Quack Report? FDA seemed to hack into some private Gmail accounts of their own scientists who blew the whistle on some of the medical devices the scientists said were dangerous and life-threatening. That's right. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration revealed that it installed some spyware, illegally hacked into the private Gmail accounts of at least half a dozen of their own top scientists. Those scientists were the very same whistleblowers who warned Congress about the FDA approving dangerous medical devices that threaten the lives of patients. And in response to them taking action to protect the lives of innocent people, something the FDA is supposed to be doing, they were instead subjected to illegal hacking, and they were terminated. Their employment was terminated by the FDA. So those six scientists and doctors, guess what? They have filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court, which claims that they were subjected to FDA internal harassment, unjustly terminated from their jobs. And the lawsuit also describes how the FDA hacked into their email accounts and intercepted their whistleblower complaints that were intended only for members of Congress. Intercepted! Oh, my goodness. So the complaint details how the FDA targeted these employees in a covert spying campaign that lasted 2 years. And managers used and collected this information to learn the identities of the confidential whistleblowers and to obtain details of the public health and safety concerns that they intended to disclose to the Office of Special Counsel, Congress, and the agency's own Inspector General. So, hey, but it gets better. Documents reveal the FDA's own lawyers engaged in criminal cover-up of evidence in order to obstruct justice and retaliate against these FDA scientists. You know what? The managers who spearheaded the surveillance efforts were the same managers involved in the wrongdoing and corruption of the whistleblowers who were seeking to report them. So the lawyers at the FDA, the HHS Office of General Counsel, who should have understood that the program breached the employees' confidentiality, actually helped the FDA managers with their obstruction and retaliation. Corruption is so deep. All right, I got it all out. I feel better. Okay, last but not least in the Quack Report, here's some good news. Scientists prove that there's healing effects to wheatgrass. Really? Oh, yeah, wheatgrass, it contains no wheat gluten, but it's considered considered by natural health professionals, yours included, to be having tons of healing properties. So wheatgrass is really a superfood due to its heavy concentration of chlorophyll, vitamins, minerals, and enzymes. And so now clinical studies have confirmed that wheatgrass has healing properties and helps with ulcerative colitis, breast cancer patients that are on chemo because it has potent antioxidants. So the controlled clinical study trials will be in April's 2012 issue of the Scandinavian Journal of Gastroenterology. What they also, a second trial says that the antioxidant properties of wheatgrass absorb free radicals, protect you from diseases like cancer, and also helps inhibit fat cells. So if you're trying to lose weight, hey, it's in the Body Foundation food mix at the Apothecary Herbs, so check it out. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be jumping into this, all these good solutions for this really crappy economy that we have. I came across some interesting statistics because, you know, our challenging economy has really created a new breed of consumers who are actually beginning to shop and think actually like the World War II generation. Yeah. Forget being less wasteful. Americans have moved beyond that, and their mindset is nothing goes to waste. Okay, so the Symphone Times and Trends, they published this report that was called The Downturned Shopper Buckled in for a Wild and Crazy Ride. And there they were saying we are all making very different retail decisions than we did just a year ago. And one can speculate that if we have are we going to have any retail decisions actually if Obama is reelected? Of course, that wasn't part of the report. I just threw that in there. But recently, my local talk radio station here, WBT, they made an important point that, you know, laid-off workers, if they find a job, can't afford the gas to drive to it. And despite this cloudy picture, you know, we can still remain positive as we stretch ourselves to be more efficient and more frugal. And we're going to be more positive. You just wait and see. Now, let's talk about the personal decisions that we're making because, you know, money is personal, believe it or not, because the financial markets affect your financial power, your lifestyle, your shopping behavior, your survival strategies, your physical and mental health. So money is personal. So it is no surprise that most people are still pessimistic about their entire future. So the more pessimistic folks are, the more they implement money-saving activities. And this translates into more people brown bagging lunch to work, and they don't visit the vending machine or Starbucks. They are eating dinner at home, they're cutting back on entertainment, and instead of fancy vacations, they stay close to home with brief trips if they take a vacation at all. And people can no longer afford to not comparison shop for everything. So this financial predicament that we find ourselves in is getting kind of serious because one in four consumers is having difficulty affording the basic weekly groceries. So have you ever visited a friend or family member lately and opened their refrigerator to find only a jar of peanut butter, jelly, pickles, and bottled water? Now, I call that the naked fridge. And if you grew up with always having a full fridge, this is a shocking sight to see. So many consumers are cutting the fat, tightening their belts, and downloading a mountain of coupons. And they are also selecting products that have expanded uses, such as cleaning products and personal care items. So they're not just, you know, buying a bunch of cleaning products for different jobs. They're getting one cleaning product to cover all the jobs. So, but there are ways to save because households across America are doing a million little changes that add up to big savings. For instance, one man discovered that when his wife put a can of soda in his lunch, it would cost the family budget an extra $200 a year, so he switched to bottled water. Moms across the country are buying fewer snacks, and when they do buy them, they are buying the economy size and putting snack portions into sandwich bags instead of buying the expensive prepackaged 4-ounce size snacks. So a whopping 42% discovered that bringing snacks from home rather than buying them from the snack shack at work or at school saves a lot. And more people now only buy gas at the convenience store and forget the overpriced snacks and drinks inside. Now, in 2011, 36% of Americans saved a ton of money not going to the doctor and self-treating at home. And I expect that number to increase in 2012. About 35% of the folks who like the spa and the beauty salon, they found that they could look just as good using at-home beauty treatments and instead use that money they saved to pay down their debt. And more high school graduates are saying goodbye to expensive college tuition and student loans, and they're finding creative ways to get the training and experience they need in their fields with online classes and some good old-fashioned mentoring. So the Internet has become a vital component as consumers find new money-saving rituals and online business owners are delivering products and services to the conservative mindset, those that are really into saving money. So about 26% of the consumers, they're going to research their purchases, and 37% are going to download coupons, the online coupons, to save money. You know, however, it's not enough to be, you know, cheap and convenient. So the important thing when you're saving money is that you also get value. So do that. Make sure you get the good value. And otherwise, you know, it's that old French proverb, you'll be penny wise and pound foolish. So make sure your pennies count. And I want to look at down the timeline because, you know, dietary health industry has changed a lot, you know. Some of the stuff we heard 30 years ago, we look at it now as being kind of kooky. So, the dietary health industry has changed over the last 30 years. Experts in the field back then, 30 years ago, they told us, are you ready? Do you remember this? They told us fortified conventional foods were just as healthy as whole unprocessed foods. They also advocated that olive oil, avocados, nuts, too fatty, and the whole grains not necessary to maintain good health. Well, many of those experts are now deceased from various diseases, yes, they are. Also, the diabetic health experts, they've bounced around from sugar to saccharin to aspartame, back to sugar, and now on natural stevia. So as history shows us, some things cycle back around. And it was predicted 30 years ago that sugar consumption would decrease and artificial sweeteners would increase dramatically. And just the opposite has happened because the human palate, it's accustomed to that sweet taste, you know, in the foods and in the beverages. You know, even water these days needs a flavor enhancer to sell it to the masses. Now, more products proudly are announcing on their packaging real sugar instead of artificial sweeteners or high fructose corn syrup. So there is also a surge in science validating folk remedies in the area of nutrition and healthcare prevention. I just mentioned they just decided, you know, these herbalists, they knew what they were saying. The ancients are right. You know, wheatgrass is good for you. Yeah. So science is validating folk remedies by the droves. Science seems to be punished with those old health cliches, you know, the one that, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or grandma's chicken noodle soup fixes the common cold, or take cod liver oil for what ails you. All turned out to be accurate. Yes, science has discovered that what the ancients used had merit. And when your Aunt Edna ate raisins soaked in gin to fix her arthritis and you thought she was kind of nuts, only to find that science discovered later that she was actually using the gin to extract the polyphenols in the dried grapes to reduce the inflammation and joint pain. Hey, another home remedy that shifts our perspective and saves us money. And, you know, we seem to have created a culture that just about everything needs a board and a license. Chiropractors and dietitians over the last generation or so are required to register and obtain a license. To hunt or to defend yourself, you need a license or a permit. To travel, you need a license. To cut hair for a living, you need a license. Can you say state of the industry? And since the 1990s, in many sectors, there have been an invasion by the state and the pharmaceutical companies. Right, anything that is registered anymore is either state-owned or is major pharma-owned. And can you say acquisition? Yeah, it is like these two sectors have become like two giant python snakes that have unhinged their jaws to swallow the free markets whole. Health professionals usually start out in their industries because they had personal interest in healthy lifestyles and wanted to help others, only to find, you know, that their understanding and perspective of the industry was quite different. And what are you to do? Alter, you know, after you've invested years of training and money educating yourself, what are you supposed to do? Quit? Well, health professionals today face that question. Well, there's this symbol. Remember during World War II, Rosie the Riveter was a symbol of resourcefulness and economic power. In 1942, women were asked by government, can you use an electric mixer? And if so, you can learn to operate a drill. And Rosie the Riveter worked on B-29 and B-24 bombers for the U.S. Army and Air Force. And the attitude was, we can do it. So the world needs to rally that same God-fearing, God-enabling attitude. This isn't about feminism. This is about surviving global tyranny. And the way to do that is with godly fear, seeking the Lord's face, and asking for his help. We war against principalities of darkness, and God's word shows us how to know the enemy's tactics and how to be victorious. You can check it out in Ephesians chapter 6. So we can stretch ourselves physically and spiritually and succeed because God can't lie. Let me refresh your memory. God said every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. That's Proverbs 30. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Psalms 12. Because he has sent his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. Psalms 91. And for wherein is the righteous of God revealed from faith to faith, and as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1. So the battle lies ahead, folks, and we need to be ready. So taking good care of our spiritual and physical health is going to be paramount. You honor God when you seek after his ways. And take good care of that body he gave you. Hey, we got to take a break down the other side. We got more health news, so don't go anywhere.
Time. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at ThePowerHerbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Don't know how you met me, you don't know why. You can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
And we're back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we were talking about, you know, some good solutions for a bad economy. You know, it's, folks, it's, you don't learn to shoot the gun before the war starts, I mean, you do learn to shoot the gun before the war starts. You don't shoot it in the middle of the war. You got to learn before. So, you know, likewise, it's easier to prevent illness rather than recover from it. So do all that you can right now to strengthen your body and avoid drug dependency and disease. And you must become pretty much self-reliant. You've been hearing that a lot these days. You got to do more for yourself. Obviously, those who don't want to do that, you know where they're going to wind up. So apothecary herbs can help. They offer some organic herbal products, immune boosting, organ cleansing, and some other things. And they have a very long shelf life, over 10 years. So you can call for a free product catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And, of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. And got a real surprise. Coming next month, goodness, it's almost February. Coming next month, we're going to have a Valentine's special on some of the selected formulas. You'll be able to buy one for him or one for her and get half off on the second one for yourself. So look for that in the next few days up on the website, and you'll be able to stock up a little bit and help your loved ones out and save some money. I like it. All right, we're going to move along to the great ginseng, also known as the great panax. Have you ever heard it called that? Yep. The term great panax is basically Greek, and it means all healing or panacea. So ginseng has really got some versatility, and it does a lot of things. And from the ancient writings, especially the Asian text, ginseng was one of the varieties there to gain a lot of popularity among the herbs as a pretty much a panacea. Did a lot of things. If there were a, I don't know, if there was a multivitamin in the ancient world, the ginseng probably would have been it. So Asian medicine places a lot of emphasis on things like hot and cold medicines for different ailments. Also, the Asian ginseng is said to have some hot properties to it. So the cold property herbs, according to them, have greater value and would explain why the Asian world went kind of crazy when a cold version of ginseng, known as the American ginseng, was discovered. So the Asian ginseng contains hot properties that would be given for things like circulation and blood ailments. And American ginseng, according to the Asians, would be more for fevers, digestive upset, respiratory issues, that kind of thing. Well, let's look at some of the science and ask, well, is it science or is it superstition? What the heck is it when it comes to ginseng? Well, if you separate out the science from the superstition, it has proven, ginseng's proven to have a very long track record where that herb is concerned. The ancient Asian texts mention that people use ginseng because they believed it to have some adaptogens, which were properties believed to strengthen the physical body, to boost resistance, to heal you from disease or prevent disease, and also help you with stress. Now, thousands of studies have been done on different varieties of ginseng. However, despite all the testing, most consumers really don't know how ginseng works. Now, part of the problem is because many of the studies that were done didn't distinguish which variety of ginseng was being tested. Was it Asian, American, Siberian? And also, which part of the plant were they testing, and what dose were being used or administered? So research lists American ginseng as containing some saponins or genocides, ginsenicides, I should say, and different compounds, and the Asian ginseng, and the Asian ginseng tends to have more polysaccharides and steroid ginsenicides in them. So the ancients were kind of right that the ginsengs were different, had different action, and it does go with what they thought, with the adaptogenic properties in there, and to improve, you know, your physical and mental performance. So animal testing on the ginseng proved that Your American, Asian, and Siberian varieties helped elevate immune system function. So it improves memory and boosts your metabolism. It helps your metabolism produce more energy. And several of the animal trials noted that the ginseng root needed to be taken for several months, though, to produce many of these types of enhancements. So the human trials proved that ginseng produced blood sugar levels, was improved. German physicians are using it now for fatigue, convalescence, ADD, ADHD. So Germany, you know, of course, it's medication over there. Let's break it out a little bit and help you understand what Siberian ginseng, American ginseng, some of the differences are. Because for over 2,000 years, Siberian ginseng has been used in Chinese medicine along with Asian ginseng. Russian scientists have identified the adaptogens in it to reinforce the body's ability to resist stress and disease. And this is a great herb that I like to use. I like to layer it with my immune-boosting herbs like echinacea and garlic. Now, herbalists in the West tend to prefer the Siberian or the American ginseng over the other varieties because of its ability to stimulate the immune system, and it's also an anti-inflammatory and helps to control blood sugar. Again, you can layer this ginseng with some other herbs like juniper monosperma to help the body with blood sugars. Now, Siberian ginseng is used extensively in all facets of Russian society. Professional athletes use it, factory workers use it, physicians use it. Also, test tube studies that were done in the Soviet Union showed that Siberian ginseng will inhibit the spread of leukemia cells. Now, other studies showed that it's very effective. It's an effective agent to boost the immune system to fight cancer. And other research that needs a little bit more testing is that there are areas where it helps with heart disease, diabetes, and radiation exposure if you're going through chemo. So a little more testing science is going to do there. And much of the Western research on your Siberian ginseng is showing that it has similar hormonal-like compounds that is found in the Asian ginseng. So traditionally, the ancients would use Siberian ginseng for boosting your immune system, your energy, your appetite, and it does have some adaptogens to help the body resist stress and enhance oxygen delivery to your cells. So this is a positive benefit on the glandular system, helping to normalize your adrenal, your thyroid function, as well as your blood sugar and your blood pressure. So glandular system is one of those things that helps filter out toxins and help neutralize them. So it helps your body to release more killer T cells and kill those unwanted microbes and infectious agents. And basically it works for 24 hours compared to exercise alone, which will help your immune system and your killer T cells for about 2 hours. And this explains why the ancients claim that Siberian ginseng promoted longevity as well as an anti-aging effect. Well, let's look at a little bit of what they did with it. They used it in the Roman Empire. They used Asian ginseng there. It was very valuable. Actually, at one time in the Roman Empire, salt was used as a currency for payment for labor, and so was Asian ginseng, which became a little bit more valuable than gold in ancient China around 2000 BC. It was so popular that it was over-harvested, and then it kind of became scarce. And the Asian ginseng root is slow-growing, you can only harvest it like every 6 years in the fall. American ginseng has also been a little over-harvested and is a slow-growing root as well, and you harvest that every 2 years. So in the 1700s, American ginseng from Canada was transported by French explorers to France, and from there it entered China, where it was highly sought after. So French Canadians and the French church also sold American ginseng to China for about $5 a pound, which was pretty much a king's ransom in the 18th century. Now today, certified organic American ginseng sells upwards of $50 a pound, Siberian ginseng also sells for about $10 a pound. And the American colonists, they wanted to cash in on this lucrative ginseng trade, so they planted American ginseng as far south as Georgia and sold it for about $1 a pound to the shipping agents. And by 1740, ginseng became the most valuable export of the American colonies, outselling fur trade. So within 30 years, American ginseng was pretty much stripped from the eastern seaboard of America, and it was then prompted to move westward, exploring more of America and trying to find wild ginseng. And one famous trapper and fur trader supplemented his livelihood with ginseng. He collected it, and he was known as Daniel Boone. So today, Americans spend about $400 million annually on the ginseng products, that's Americans, which include a lot of supplements and energy drinks. Now, let's take a little bit of a snapshot of ginseng, because some of the recent research that tells us of the saponin content in ginseng are the chemicals that assist your human body to isolate, purify, and eradicate substances that can harm you. Research that was done by a pharmacologist, Israel Beckham, at the Academy of Science and at the Soviet Union, revealed that the adaptogens in the ginseng help your body shift gears and cope with physical or emotional stress, as well as increase your ability to resist disease. So Dr. Beckham says that the changes can be very subtle, and this could explain why other studies had missed reporting these types of benefits. Now, some of the ginseng benefits of his research he revealed were: ginseng combats fatigue without caffeine, enhances your stamina, that's probably why athletes use it, also enhances memory and prevents the depletion of the adrenal glands, which are affected by stress. And it seems that Dr. Beckham's research confirmed that the ancients, what they have said for thousands of years. And we now know that this is why the Russians, the Koreans, the Chinese Olympic athletes all took their ginseng. They did well at the Olympic Games because they apparently took ginseng. So an Italian study tested the stamina-enhancing effect of ginseng, and the results were very obvious, and so American athletes started using ginseng. So they also tested ginseng in treating chronic bronchitis, and it found to help speed recovery time, and it offered resistance later to the illness. Danish researchers proved that in a double-blind study, the ginseng will improve your memory and also improve abstract thinking and reaction time. So if people out there with, you know, memory problems, Alzheimer's, hey, I'd get some of that ginseng going. Now, let's see. Chinese researchers at the University of Southern California proved ginseng does enhance our immune system to make more interferon or virus-fighting compounds and macrophages, your killer T cells, to wipe out infections. And various German studies confirmed this as well. So Siberian ginseng has been found to support your liver, your pancreas, and your gland function when fighting disease, and it can be used in conjunction with other herbs to help lower blood sugar and blood pressure. Your American ginseng has been found to support the heart, the liver, and the immune system when fighting disease. So it is a good thing when you find something helpful, but you just don't want to overdo it. So you want to follow, if you get some ginseng, follow the product guidelines on the ginseng product. The FDA considers ginseng to be safe. Always check the quality of your ginseng to make sure that you are actually getting ginseng, and deal with companies that are reputable, that offer a money-back guarantee. So Apothecary Herbs does offer certified organic American and Siberian ginseng, along with a quality control money-back guarantee. And you'll find those herbal formulas online or in their product catalog. Of course, you can visit thepowerherbs.com or call toll-free for product catalog. One will be mailed to you at 866-229-3663. And when you're shopping online there, you'll also see other formulas for cardio, cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, liver, the milk thistle formula, all kinds of things. Mullein for the gland support, you can layer with your ginseng. And also, if you're worried about appetite control, you can use a little ginseng, some Celtic sea salt to help with the sweet cravings, and, of course, that wonderful Body Foundation food mix with all the nutrition in there so you won't feel hungry. So there are some tools there that you can utilize and educate yourself with. And, of course, Apothecary Herbs will answer questions or concerns via email or phone. So give them a call toll-free. Get their brand-new free product catalog at 866-229-3663. And the catalog will help give you tips on how you can layer certain formulas for different or maximized results. So it's a learning tool as well, the new catalog, which you can also download off the website if you don't want to wait for a hard copy to be mailed to you at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes, so I'm going to talk about horsetail. Horsetail is a very valuable herb that you can utilize. According to the arthritis research campaign, about 80 million people suffer from arthritis, and you may be able to use horsetail to help you with that. And the arthritis we're talking about also includes rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune diseases. So modern medicine's approach to these types of problems typically is use painkillers, use steroids, use joint replacement surgery. Obviously, these treatments don't adequately address the condition, or surgery wouldn't be needed down the road. So physicians are turning their attention to some very old treatments, folk remedies, if you will. For one thing, they're using metals. They're using gold, actually, to cure these types of medical conditions. It was first known and recorded back in the 1900s. Gold was used to relieve joint pain and swelling for arthritic conditions. And it didn't work for everybody, but it seemed to relieve some of the discomfort. So does gold really have any great healing properties? And is it going to be expensive to use? Well, we're going to check it out, because there was one study that was using some natural substances. Biological engineer drugs have replaced a lot of these natural gold salts that were using these metallic substances. And research scientists at Duke University Medical Center believe that they discovered the mystery in healing through gold for conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory conditions. They studied the old treatment of having gold salt injections, which were effective for some people, but it took months to take effect. So, and it was kind of costly. It provided some side effects. People sometimes would get a rash or a sore. It could also potentially affect the kidneys as well. So 30% of the patients did not benefit from these types of treatments. But Dr. David Pazieski, chief physician at Duke's rheumatology department, and immunology department, he says that they really don't know why gold salts work at all, but they're trying to understand its mechanical action in order to create maybe a new set of medications for arthritis treatment. So this research seems to be focusing on how gold interrupts a molecule called HMGB1, which is believed responsible for inflammation for arthritic conditions. So rather than find the cause, science wants to block an immune system response, the inflammation. And one other bit of information we need to know is that our body produces HMGB1 everywhere, and blocking it due to knee arthritis will block it in the system-wide. So what effect will that have? Well, may be some side effects. So research is being done on this since 2008. You can look it up in the Journal of Leukocyte Biology. What else is there? Well, this other study at Harvard Medical School reported that Nature Chemical Biology, that was a study that was reported in Nature Chemical Biology, that gold, platinum, and other metals, silver even, work to strip bacteria and virus particles from the immune system cells. So this study focused on creating a new drug from these types of metals to suppress the immune system proteins to treat autoimmune system disease like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and some types of juvenile diabetes. So research as to this will lead, they say, to more cancer drugs and things of this nature. So that's, and they also want to use these types of treatments to kill tuberculosis bacteria. Another study in Europe is looking into gold. This is at a university hospital in Denmark. They're testing gold on 50 patients that are suffering from osteoarthritis. They were given gold injections in their knee, and the results, though, haven't been published yet. So why am I saying this? Well, for centuries, herbalists have been using a bamboo-like herb that grows near marshes because the root system is able to absorb gold. Therefore, it is no surprise that this herb has been used for hundreds of years for joint pain. The herb is so beneficial that backpacking guides recommend that you harvest this herb in the wilderness. The ancient Rome physicians would also gather this for tendon and ligament injuries and pains, and even for nosebleeds. This is called horsetail and is awesome. The ancient Chinese use it. They used it to treat wounds, for hemorrhoids, arthritis, dysentery. And in the 17th century, Nicholas Culpepper used it for ulcers, and also gained a reputation as a valuable herb worth its weight in gold. So horsetail has got a lot of ingredients in there, including some natural calcium. Silicon is in there. So it's going to give a lot of lubrication to the connective tissues. So it will help with that joint issue, the pain, the swelling. You can even layer it with willow bark and meadow sweet if you need a little extra anti-inflammatory. You will find horsetail in the calcium formula at Apothecary Herbs. You can check it out online at thepowerherbs.com, or you can call toll-free, get that free product catalog, check it out for yourself, 866-229-3663. Well, I'm almost out of time, but I want to remind people that coming up on, the 21st of February, we are going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley. She'll be back here as our wellness expert, so do not miss that. And also, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group. Remember him? He teaches us how to have healthy eyes and perfect vision. He's going to be back with us on March 1st. He has sent his eye kit to me. I received it yesterday, opened it up today, this morning, and it looks great. Going to check it out. I've got a whole month to get my eyeballs in gear and hopefully improve my vision. I have a little bit of nearsightedness, so I will let you know how that works. And maybe you can check out John's product and go to one of his seminars and see for yourself. So he'll be back with us on the 1st of March. Whew, spring will be here before we know it. Isn't that great? Hey, I got to go, but you know, Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover's up next, so don't go anywhere. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.